We begin this hour of the program in Kyiv. For more than 5 weeks now, Russian forces have been pushing toward the capital of Ukraine. There are reports that push, at the moment, is faltering. We are joined now by the mayor of Kyiv, Vitaly Klitschko, and he joins us now via Skype. Mr. Mayor, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
What do you know about Russian forces on the outskirts of Kyiv? What's happening?
I just came from satellite city of Kyiv. I saw the whole infrastructure is destroyed. The buildings, it's actually city of Irpin, Bucha, Hostomel. These cities doesn't exist anymore. Whole buildings, schools, everything is totally destroyed. And right now we collect the dead people. We don't know the numbers, but it will be 100, maybe yeah. Thousands. It's horrible. It's actually very depressive images to see that. It's not secret the Kyiv was always target from Russians, and they right now told they go away. I actually don't believe Russians. The Russians told this special operation just against Ukrainian army. I just came in right now from north of the city. I saw the old people shoot. Civilian. Old, young people, women shoot by a Russian soldier. And the bodies everywhere there.
Mayor Klitschko, Kyiv is ordinarily a city of about 3 million people, the size of Chicago, in fact. Can you tell how many people have left? What's life in the city like now?
Kyiv is the largest city in East Europe. Right now, we guess it's the half of population right now already left. It's women, children. We move to west of Ukraine, much more safety part of the country. And mm-hmm. Some people temporarily move to outside of the country. Cities change totally. It's always springtime. This city have energy. So many people enjoy this spring sunshine. And right now, they just block post, the people with weapons. It's a city almost died.
Yeah. Do you want people to return, or is it still unsafe? What do you think about the future?
To be honest, I talked to many experts in the world, and so nobody can predict how situation will be developed. Everybody hope for diplomatic solution, but Russians told about solution, about compromise. It's difficult to say which compromise we have to find in this in current situation. We can talk about compromise or solution if Russian soldiers go away from our territory, from our country. Right now, the people want to come back to Kyiv, but it's still dangerous to be in Kyiv because any seconds, any buildings, any citizens of our cities can be targeted. That's why right now we can say when is the war is finished. Right now in Kyiv, a little bit quiet than a couple of days before, but people still nervous.
What does the city need from the rest of the world? What would you like?
I explain you some very interesting story. Just a couple of weeks ago, the rockets launched in an apartment building. The building destroyed. I immediately come to this place with firemen to give the help to the people. One man come to me, I guess a little bit more than 60 years old, and give me a question, Mr. Mayor, what I have to doing? I'm homeless right now because it's a huge hole in the building. And I give him proposals to evacuate him to the west of Ukraine. I was very surprised. The answer was, Mr. Mayor, all my life, I live in my hometown in Kyiv. All my friends, all relatives living here. I don't want to leave. I want to ask you, Mr. Mayor, please give me the weapons. I want to defend my city. Because the reason of this war, Putin want to rebuild Russia Empire or Soviet Union. We was in USSR and we definitely don't want back to USSR. And everyone ready to defend the children and future of our families.
Mayor Vitaly Klitschko of Kyiv, thanks so much for being with us, sir.
You're welcome. And one message. Thank you very much for support of our country from United States. It's very important for us. We're ready to fight. But please, everyone have to understand, we defend not just our country, we defend not just our families, we defend the same values and principles. And if someone think is the war far away, it's wrong opinion. This war can touch anyone in the European continent, anyone in the world. Thank you for everyone.
Mayor Vitaly Klitschko of Kyiv, thank you, sir.